Rabbi, we begin now the Eretz Hashem part 6 of our series on Akaras HaTori, and we'd like to look at a very interesting piece of Gemara. This is a Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and I think the Eretz Hashem tonight we will hopefully emerge with both very important hashkafic and also practical methods to help us in the middle of our Akaras HaTori, which is the avodah that we are involved with the last few weeks. The Gemara tells us in Brachos that there is a special bracha to be made when you see a very large crowd of Klal Yisrael. A large crowd doesn't just mean a few hundred, in fact it means 600,000 yidden. In fact, a number of years ago, there was a huge rally. You might well remember, it was against the Chok Hagiyus, the conscription law here in this country, where Gedolei Yisrael instructed everybody should rally in a peaceful way by the entrance to Yerushalayim. And there was actually over 600,000 people, and they recited, if I remember correctly, I'm going to borrow from Moshe Ezrachi Shlita, recited loudly the bracha that is mentioned in this Gemara, which is a very, very rare phenomenon, as you can imagine. So the Gemara says that when you see this very large crowd of Klal Yisrael, there is a special bracha. The bracha is Baruch Chacham HaRazim. Chacham HaRazim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chacham, such that he was able to create 600,000 people, and every single one thinks differently and looks different. And that is a phenomenal chokhmah beyond human capacity, and that's why it requires a special bracha. Now, the Gemara continues, and this is the piece that is relevant to us. Ben Zoyma, the Gemara says, Ben Zoyma on one occasion saw an enormous crowd where Maharabais, by the Beis HaMikdash, all of Klal Yisrael were there, so indeed he fulfilled this halacha and he made the bracha. And he made the bracha and he said, Chacham HaRazim, but then he added five words. Ubaruch, he added, as it were, a second half to this bracha, Shevora Kol Eilu, blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created all of these people, L'shamsheini, to serve me. So, in addition to thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating a huge amount of people who are all different, both in looks and in thought, he then said a specific Baruch, as a closure to this bracha, in creating all of these people, Kol Eilu L'shamsheini, who are here to serve me. This obviously needs explanation. It sounds very egoistic, as it were. Look at this enormous crowd, and they're all here to serve me. Everybody here, their entire function and whole raison d'etre is just here to serve me, to be there for me. What does that mean? We actually made mention of this Gemara in a previous series on the Midah of Chesed, but we're going to revisit the Gemara in particular through the prism of Akaras HaTori, which is our subject at the time. So what does this bracha mean? You see a large crowd of people, and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating all of them, L'shamsheini, all here to serve me. What does that mean? So the explanation is to be found in that very Gemara, if you just keep on reading. Ben Zoyma, who was the one who coined this bracha, then continues, and this will be the explanation of the bracha, and he says, there is a difference between two different types of guests, says Ben Zoyma. There is, in his words, an oireach toiv and an oireach ra, literally translated, a good guest, a bad guest. What is the difference? So Ben Zoyma says the difference is as follows. The good guest commends his host and he says, Kamo tirchois Torah. Look how much effort was expended by the Balabayis Bishvimi for me. Come on, Bosor Hidilafonai, look how much meat he served in front of me, how much wine, the Kol Masher Torah, everything he exerted effort into, Loi Torah Ero Bishvimi, he did it all for me, I am so incredibly grateful. That is Yoreach Toiv. So again, the Yoreach Toiv expresses an appreciation to his Balabayis. How so? By saying, look how much effort my Balabayis has put in for me, look how much food he's provided, and he's done it all for me. The Yoreach Ra, on the other hand, says the opposite. He says, Ma Torah? Which effort? What effort? What did the Balabayis do for me? At the end of the day, Pas Achas Ochalti, I only had one piece of bread, I only had one piece of meat, and anyway, everything he did, the Balabayis, in preparation, was Bishvil Ishtoi Ubonov. He prepared a Suda not for me, he prepared it for his wife, he prepared it for his children, he prepared it for his family, and I was the passenger over here. And I landed up over here, so I managed to partake in the Suda. He didn't make it for me. He did it for his family. So this is the distinction that Ben Zoima is making between the Oireach Ra and the Oireach Toiv. And the question must be asked, which one of them is right? Are they both exaggerating? Is the Oireach Toiv getting a little bit carried away by saying that everything that the Balabayis prepared was all for me? Is the Oireach Ra exaggerating in the opposite direction? Who's right over here? And the way Reb Chaim Friedlander explains over here is, it's not a matter of right or wrong, it's a question of perspective. In other words, the facts on the ground are that they are both correct. Look how much food he brought here. Look how much bread he brought here. That's true. It's also true to say, I only had one piece of bread. I only had one piece of meat. That's also true. So why is one the Yoreach Ra and one the Yoreach Toiv? And the answer is, let's define what it means, Toiv. Yoreach Toiv. We translate it poorly as Toiv, a good guest. What does good mean? The real definition of Toiv, as defined for us by Ramchal, is a native, one who does goodness. One who does goodness is Toiv. If you lived on a desert island by yourself, with no capacity whatsoever to bestow goodness on anyone, then you couldn't be described as Toiv, because you are not being native. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, is the ultimate Toiv. Every single day, you ever notice when we say Asher Yesher Veisecha, next time you say it, look how many times the word Toiv is mentioned there. Toiv Hashem Lakoel, Toiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Toiv. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Toiv? Because he is the native. The ultimate bestower of goodness. Oilom Chesed Yivoneh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows goodness, Toiv, to others, and therefore that itself is the definition of the Messias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is Toiv. The Oireach Toiv doesn't really mean the good guest. The Oireach Toiv means the one who appreciates goodness. That's what it really means. And when he sees the Balabayis put himself out, through his positive outlook, he thinks to himself, I appreciate goodness when I see it. And I look at everything through the prism of goodness. I see the chesed in the situation. That's the lens through which the Oireach Toiv sees his hosts hosting of him. Because he is an Odom Toiv. He's a native, He's the one who himself bestows goodness. He therefore appreciates when it's done by others because he knows what it's all about. Therefore, he says, I look around and I see a tremendous Suda. Now, there's two ways that you could look at a very large Suda. You could look at it as a pragmatic way. There's 10 people over here, so we have to create a large Suda. To create 10 portions of food. I only got one portion. So the large suda has no bearing, neither here nor there, as far as I'm concerned, because I just had my singular portion. That's not the way the Ereach Toiv looks at it. The Ereach Toiv says that I'm looking around and I see this lavish suda. This lavish suda that he's laid on. You know something? Had it only been his family there, perhaps he would have just put on a very modest type suda. But because I'm here, he's laid it on for everybody. So everybody here who's whining and dining, it's really all for my goodness. Because had I not been here, they would have been eating a modest, simple meal. Not only that, when you have a guest, you don't just serve him his portion, you fill the table, he should feel at home. Even if you know he's not going to be interested in seconds or thirds, you nonetheless put it out anyway. So again, that's the way the Ereach Toiv looks at the situation. Look at the way they fill the table. It's all so that I should feel comfortable that if in theory I want a second portion and a third, it's all there for the taking. Not only that, why is everybody sitting here around the table with me? Perhaps under ordinary circumstances, it's some sort of buffet. Everybody comes and goes whenever they see it fit. But because I'm here, I've seen he's arranged his whole banquet. He's arranged such wonderful company for me. Everybody is seated around the table. So he's not incorrect or exaggerating. He is seeing the situation through the prism of Toiv and Meitiv. The reverse side of the coin is the Ereach Ra. The Ereach Ra, who is not involved in Toiv, he's not a Meitiv, he's not a giver of goodness, he's just a taker of goodness. He is the one who has cooked me a mazal. I get a mazal, that's what I deserve. It all comes to me anyway. So the Mela, he doesn't see that somebody has put himself out on my behalf. This piece of food is here by right. After all, I'm here and he needs to feed me. The other food, well, I guess he needs to feed his family. Why is there so much? I guess they're hungry. Why are they all eating with me? I guess it's just supper time. So rather than looking at the situation as an experience of being the recipient of chesed, he looks at it through his prism of Ra, the opposite of Toiv, and sees no goodness whatsoever, and therefore no necessity to express appreciation at all. Now let's come back to the Gemara that we began with. Ben Zoma said that if you see a large crowd of people, you not only make a bracha on the fact they're all different, but he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of these people, Lesham Sheini, to serve me. Is that a very egoistic thing to say? But the way that Ben Zoma continued now explains to us what he meant. Ben Zoma is saying that I am, in fact, the Ereach Toiv. He himself continued in the very next line and said, the Ereach Toiv looks around at everyone and everything around him as all being there to bestow goodness on him. Not as an egoistic outlook on life, but rather as a vehicle to express my appreciation. Look how much goodness I am surrounded by. I come to this Balabayas' house and he's laid on a meal with gourmet supper, very, very special delicacies, very, very exquisite company, And all of that is chesed. All of that is l'shem sheni. He doesn't mean to say it's magiali, it's kumtmir. Rather, look how much chesed I'm surrounded by, and that's why I'm expressing it as a bracha, baruch. I'm thanking for all of this chesed, because I am cognizant of how much chesed I'm actually surrounded by. Therefore, when Ben Zoyma sees a large crowd, and he sees the tremendous chesed that he's surrounded by, as Chazal teach us, the person is especially supposed to say, "Bishvili nivra ha'olam." The world was created for me. Again, it doesn't mean that that is an egoistic outlook on life. "Bishvili nivra ha'olam" means that is what is supposed to propel us to this sentiment of Hakaras HaTov. "Bishvili HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where all of my needs are provided for." Therefore, that should trigger this hargasha of Hakaras HaTov. And that is exactly what Ben Zoyma saw. When Ben Zoyma saw a large crowd and said, all of these people are here, l'shem sheni, he doesn't mean that that's what they need to do. Serve me hand and foot. They have no other purpose in the world. What he means is, he himself is the oireach toiv that he describes, and he sees those who surround him as bestowers of chesed unto him, and therefore with it, the necessary feeling in proportion of immense hakaras hatov. And that's therefore what he says. He says, when I see this crowd, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Chacham HaRavim, Baruch Shebaruch Kolenu L'Shem Sheni. I express my appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the fact that I'm surrounded by people who are serving me, all my various needs are taken care of, and that's my feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be that oireach toiv. I want to be the guest who sees all of the food as a chesed to him, all of the company as a chesed to him, and therefore a reason to be mechayev hakaras hatov. When we spoke in an earlier series on chesed, and this really closes the circle, we mentioned this Gemara and we coined a phrase. The phrase was Lekicha L'Shem Nesina, literally translated taking but for the purpose of giving. When Ben Zoyma sees the world and all of the chesed that he is taking from those who surround him, it wasn't taking for the purpose of taking, I deserve all of this. Rather, it was taking and then feeling that I have that chiyuv to reciprocate, whether it is to do chesed in return or to at least express my appreciation. It was lekicha l'shem nesina. And therefore, Ben Zoyma looks around and he first and foremost appreciates and expresses that appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shebaruch Kol Eilu L'Shem Sheni. Look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided for all of my needs. But in turn, obviously, that also necessarily triggers the sentiment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to those very people who are indeed carrying out that chesed towards him. So it's a double HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created those who provide me with my needs, and HaKadosh HaTov to those people who are in fact the ones who provide me with my needs as well. It's interesting to note that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, we actually do not paskin like Ben Zoyma. We do not paskin like Ben Zoyma. When we see a very large crowd, we merely say the first half of this bracha. He thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chacham HaRazim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is immense Chachma with which he created everybody differently. But we do not conclude the bracha in the way that Ben Zoma did, i.e. we do not say Baruch Sheborach Kol Eilu L'Shem Shem. Why is that? Why have we cut the bracha in half and lost the tail of the bracha? And the explanation would seem to be that indeed you have to be a Ben Zoma to be on that level. Ben Zoma, when he sees 600,000 people, he is able to see the immense goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how everyone is there to be a benefactor of chesed to me. That's a tremendously high darga. The truth is, the same is with us as well, but we just don't necessarily feel it. We don't necessarily walk around and see how every single person that I see is essentially a form of chesed to me. I don't necessarily feel that. Let's perhaps give an example. The Gemara says that when something good happens to you, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when something bad happens to you, then you are supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, and you say, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. This is the Gemara. Kashem Shema Baruchin Al Hara, the Baruchin Al HaTayva, the Baruchin Al Hara. So the Gemara says there is a difference in the bracha. Because when you are the recipient of good news, you make a bracha, HaTayv V'Hameitiv. When it is bad news, you also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but differently. Dayan HaEmes. And yet the Gemara famously tells us, La'ostig Lavoi, in the future, when all will be clear, we will say Baruch HaTov V'Hameitiv on whether it's good or bad news. So what's that mean? What's the difference between now and then? And essentially the answer is nothing at all. There is no difference. Everything is indeed Tov. The reason why now we don't express it as such is because we're not on a level necessarily to see it and to feel it. So we nonetheless thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so at least we say Baruch Dayan HaEmes. We don't have that clarity, and therefore we don't have that feeling that everything is indeed HaTov HaMeitiv. It'll be lost in Rabbi when we are zoicha to that clarity, so then we will say the same bracha on Tov and on Ra. That's just an example. The same is true over here as well. What's the difference between Ben Zoma on his lofty level and us? And the answer is essentially there is no difference. Both of us are surrounded by 600,000 people who are there L'Shem Sheni. The difference is only, do we feel it? Do we sense it? Ben Zoma did. We do not. When I walk through the street and I see thousands of people, I can't, in all honesty, say that I feel I'm surrounded by thousands of Baalei Chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for my goodness. Ben Zoma felt it, we didn't. Which leaves us, therefore, I think, and with this we'll finish, with the following thought. As I mentioned in the beginning, any study of a Midah Tova, a Chizuk in Avodas Hashem, needs to be a dual Avodah, both on understanding the Hashkafas, coupled with practical guidance. All the Hashkafas can all be very nice theoretical mental gymnastics, but if we don't apply it in a practical way, then it's all a waste of time. We might not be on Ben Zoma's level, that's true. So if we see 600,000 people, to say that I necessarily see 600,000 chassodim towards me, perhaps I can't say that, and therefore we don't express that in the Bracha. But at least, Rabbi Yisrael, first and foremost, if we would at least concentrate on those who are closest to us, then we would be able to generate more feeling with our karasatari. If we don't look at the thousands of people around, but we look at those dearest to us, and we say to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm aware that you have planted in my life a spouse, or a friend, or a parent, or a child, or all of the above, then I am very much taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, who has put these people in my life to take care of my physical needs, and spiritual needs, and emotional needs. All my needs are taken care of. If indeed I would be living in a desert island, then I would not have all my needs taken care of, begashmius ubaruchmius. So if I want to generate an honest feeling of akaras hatoi, we might not be on that level of ben zoyma that I can look around the entire world. But at least I can, and therefore should, look around at those people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planted closest to me. My wife, my husband, my father, my mother, my parent, my child, etc. Those are the people that we can identify with Ben Zayman's bracha, that these people are here to shamshen. Nothing is a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrated. Imagine you would take a piece of paper, draw a circle in the middle of that piece of paper, and write your own name. There you are in the center of the universe. In the middle of your paper, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. And then coming out of that circle, you have various arms. One is your spouse, and one is your parents, and one is your close friend. And suddenly I realize that I am this circle. That's me in the middle. I'm surrounded by people who are helping me take care of my needs, and without which my needs would not be taken care of. And I do, after all, have needs, beruchnias and begashmias. If we would only concentrate on that, and rather than thinking that, look how many people there are who need to provide for me, they don't need to provide for me. Lo magia li es kuk dirgor neshvad chadmish says. But that's what they are doing. So if we would be that oireach toi, we would be, as it were, a mini ben zayma, if not a maxi ben zayma. Ben zayma, on his very lofty level, was able to see 600,000 people and 600,000 chassodim towards him. Wow! How much akaras hatoi I must have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? All of these people, leibora elo l'shamsheni. It's true, we might not be on our level. We might not be on that level. But surely we can and must be on a level, at least to relate to those around us, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planted in our lives to be goimlei chesed towards us, without which I would not have my needs taken care of. And just as Ben Zayma taught us, instead of looking at these people in an egoistic way of what my spouse must do for me, what my child must do for me, etc., etc., switch it around. Look how much they are doing for me. How much, therefore, I must express that double hakaras hatoi, number one, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, for indeed planting these people in my life, and number two, to those very people. Akaras Hatoi and Chesed begins at home, to those who we live with, to those who surround us, to those who exist in our day-to-day life. And therefore, in conclusion, this Hashkafa of Ben Zayma should manifest itself in a very practical way. And that surely, surely, will help us in our avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not the level of Ben Zayma, then at least the Hashkafa of Ben Zayma. Lo yivora eilo ela l'shamsheni. when I relate to my wife, my child, my friend, my parents, etc., etc., and I see how many people HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planted near and dear to me, I express my Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for indeed putting these people in my life, and I express Hakaras HaTov to these very people who indeed are carrying out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzen. If we do this, like all Chizukim, Midos and Avodas Hashem, it's an Avodah, it's not a button that can be pressed at will, it's a Hisboinenus and it's an Avodah, but if we practice this, in being misboining, stopping to think from time to time about the tremendous chesed we are surrounded in our innermost circle, then surely, surely we will become the Ezus Hashem, better Makirei Toi, and that is, after all, our whole project, to be mischazek in the middle of Hakaras HaTov. May we indeed have scattered the Shmaya in doing so.